Hello and welcome to the Diva with Grace podcast. I am Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I'm Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
Yay. You guys, we're here. Last episode of the season.
Oh my God. I'm kind of sad.
I know. It's been a journey. But I feel like lucky 13.
We'll be back.
I know. We'll be back.
We'll definitely be back, you guys. We're just taking, should we let them know?
Yeah, go for it.
We're taking December off to sort of like, you know, tie up some loose strings, get our Patreon page up there.
Hey now.
You know. Just
she's
like
manifesting,
sort of,
guys.
We're just going to up level a little bit while
also
everybody's on a little vacation.
Yeah, it's a lot going on already. Yeah. Are you like already, I have a Friendsgiving tonight.
Oh my God.
It's already starting. But at least people are recognizing Thanksgiving. That makes me happy. Look,
yeah.
I love Christmas, but
no, I love
this is absurd that Thanksgiving is just blown over.
Right.
People have had Christmas decorations up for weeks now. And I'm like,
I know. Well, yeah, since what? Before like Halloween.
Yeah, it's just, what is the rush?
I think part of me feels like everybody's trying to rush to next year when we can maybe elect a different president. Everybody's
okay.
Just like,
blame Trump. Okay. I like that.
I mean,
I like
you know,
that.
Aren't we? It's either always Trump's fault or Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the culprits.
So I was just thinking people are monsters, but I had a deeper thought. I'm like, let's go deeper than people just being terrible. I think the holidays, especially Christmas, brings out, it's like peace on earth and joy. And I think people are really, really needing and searching
oh,
for
yeah.
that. So they're like, we're going to make it Christmas now.
It's going to be peaceful now.
Yeah. But I'm like, but if you're just living like that normally, and I know a lot of my friends aren't monsters, like they're good people. But, you
right.
know, I think as a collective, if we all had peace and joy
just,
anyway.
Yeah. Let's just live in that vibe all year
all
round.
All year long. Then you're like, you're excited for Christmas. Like, we don't do Christmas in my family until after Thanksgiving. Like, Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
dinner, after dinner, we pull names out of hats for, you know, and then it's like we officially go
yeah.
on. But that's me. Some people do it beforehand. I still think you're monsters, but I love you anyway. But I won't listen to Christmas music until
after
Thanksgiving.
Because
it's also repetitive. You know
it's
what I mean?
Too
I'm like, it's too much. How do you listen to Christmas music from now until the new year? I would.
Oh my God.
You'd have to make
really
up your
love
own music.
Christmas music.
Yeah. You have to make up your own music. I have over like 600 songs on my Christmas playlist. It's been built for.
Are they multiple? Like, are
no,
they?
Well,
no.
Everyone has a silent
oh,
night.
Right.
Everyone has
yeah.
a,
well,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like the same songs.
Pretty much.
Redone.
I actually
okay.
like the traditional songs and you can remix it. There are some, I really like Sia's Christmas album though. Have you heard it?
Good to know. No,
so
I haven't heard it.
Oh you have
God.
To.
Some
I
part of me,
it?
Maybe we should make a Christmas album. I think next year we should maybe do
but
that.
I would be like, oh holy, I get super like Mahalia Jackson's Hark the Herald Angels Sing, you guys, if you want to like feel it, you know, I'm like,
yeah,
put the Christ in Christmas.
Oh my God, the
okay
spiritual
Mahalia
music
Jackson
during
yeah you're like,
Christmas. Ugh, it just makes me
yeah
oh,
but
makes
then
my heart so full
on the same end when I hear Jackson 5's Here Comes Santa Claus.
Oh
man,
yes. Yeah, there are some jams. Like the old
bangers.
School NSYNC album.
They're Noel.
Oh,
Grace,
God.
Don't even get me started on Noel.
Oh, my God. I wonder if they would reunite to do like a performance maybe
well,
at the Christmas tree lighting in Rockefeller Center.
I know. I heard somewhere that contractually they're obligated one more album, supposedly. That's what I heard. So I'm like, even if you do a best of
with
two new songs,
really
Justin.
That's a really juicy rumor.
That, I know.
I like that.
I'm like, Justin,
idea.
Just do it. You
yeah.
know? I'd love a JC Chazé moment. I love JC.
Yeah.
He was the better singer. I love Justin Timberlake. Don't get me wrong, but let's think about JC.
Well, he's the musician. I think he's still, I think he like writes songs.
Mm-hmm, he writes.
People. Yeah.
He's JC Chazé, if you're listening.
I know.
JC, Jesus Christ. <Just kidding.
laughs> Oh my God. True.
Or am I?
I know. Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, Thanksgiving I love because it's food and gratitude
yes.
that we should be
yeah.
practicing every day anyway. But
we love
what are you doing
things.
For Thanksgiving? Because when this comes out, Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
I'm taking a road trip to Wyoming.
Stop it right now. Have you been to Wyoming?
No.
I have been.
Oh my God, you have?
Yeah. I was scouted by a school there. So they flew
really?
Me out in high school. It was very, and
was
I almost went there.
Fun.
It was, it's really quaint and cute.
Yeah.
If you like quaint and cute.
I'm excited to just be in nature.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It was really beautiful.
We're driving with the dogs. So the dogs get like a, a yard for a hot second. That's amazing.
Are you, you're going to spoil them. They're going to come back home and be like,
oh my God, Magi. No, Magi's going to kill you. Did you see on my stories, I got a little tracksuit from Magi.
I saw that.
Oh my God, it's J-Lo. So cute. She looks like, yeah, she's a tiny J-Lo. I was like, she either looks like Billie Eilish or like a Beverly Hills mom.
I know, right? I'm a cool mom. That's so, you guys are going to have so much fun. Yeah. The only reason I didn't go to that school was every time I had like a guide person, you know, and like a girl that would host you, every store she went into, they knew her by name. And oh. I'm from LA. I'm from a big city. I like anonymity. So yeah. I'm like, for everyone to know. And then my sister actually got scouted for the same school. And she said she went to a football game and some guy came up to her. He's like, hi, I don't know you. What's your name? And she's just like, what?
Why are you asking me?
But he just recognized she was new. I'm like, I don't like that.
No.
It was too small to, because I was like, Dawson's Creek, you know, I grew up with Dawson's Creek and just like that kind of, I'm like, oh, that'd be so different because I'm from the city. And then I actually lived in it. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, no.
But I like to visit those kinds of places. Totally. I could never live where everyone knows it's Grace coming and she, here's how she likes her coffee. And, one store is fine. When you have that barista you love or, you know what I mean? There's some girls at Sephora that know me by name. That's okay. Every place you go, no.
No.
That's why I like big hotels. I'm like, I'm just one of many. Leave me alone, basically. But that's exciting for Wyoming. Do you have Wyoming outfits? What's your vibe?
I'm still in like a style rut, weirdly. I'm hoping that I can have some time in December before the new year starts for me to like sort of give myself a makeover. Mm. I just like organized my closet, so I thought that it would be easier, but I just have so many random weird pieces and I'm just like want to live in leggings. I just want to live.
Then let's go from there.
I know. Yeah.
And build. Athleisure is still super popular.
I definitely need like a luxe leisure moment.
Have you heard of Naked Cashmere? I told my sister last time, like, that's my 2020 up-leveling my casual wear.
That's the look.
That's the vibe.
I definitely want, like, a different style for all my endeavors. Like, I need, like, a jewelry designer steez. I need, like, a podcasting steez.
But it's all you. Don't make it so challenging.
All me, but just I need, like, sections of my closet. Yeah. Like, you know, like,
I know
like
what you auditions. Mean. Yeah.
Like, I really need to make sure that I have, like, really basic shit for auditions.
For auditions, yeah.
Like,
I had to get a bunch of white shirts and
because I'm like, oh yeah, I have that. I have this basic stuff. I don't really have anything basic.
Okay, that happened to me 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I needed like a black tee, just some a plain tee, and I didn't have one. And then I was like, what's wrong with me?
I know.
And
I was like, where have I been?
We had to rebuild.
Well,
now I'm a minimalist now. I wear neutrals all the time. Also, because it's just
easier.
What our audition is sometimes is what I'm wearing in life. Like, there's no difference. Also, because I'm like kind of lazy in that way. I'm like, I don't want to think of 15 other things. I'm like, this is what I'm wearing and this is where I'm going.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm doing.
But yeah, that minimalistic neutral life is it's life, basically. It's done everything for me.
Yes.
But then I also have snake print boots. Well, these are neutral.
I mean, you got to have like a pop of that is a new snake print is
animal
neutral.
Animal print is a neutral. So I'm good.
Print is neutral for
a sweater.
Fall.
These distressed jeans. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with distressed jeans now all of a sudden.
Are those, do they have a little bit of a stretch to them or no? Not at all.
Not really.
Okay.
But they're mom jeans.
Okay.
I know this is exciting content for you guys, especially because it's a podcast and you can't see any of it. But I'm
looking for a good like
Levi's.
Levi's. I need a little bit of stretch.
They have some stretch.
They do?
Yeah, it's just the 501s that aren't
it's
stretch.
It's just those. Okay. Yeah,
but otherwise, they got some stretch. Oh, I need stretch. Okay. And I love Paige and Sevens. Just in case, you know, Christmas is around the corner, guys. We're just manifesting.
Also love high maintenance hippie. High maintenance hippie.
Oh, yeah. So some amazing jewelry lines. But yeah, Thanksgiving. Yeah, I was excited for it. It's food.
I know.
I do cooking, so I'm like, I'm cooking all day. And then,
what are you cooking?
Well, Asha does the turkey, so that's like the big thing. I make a pumpkin pie recipe it's a Paula Deen recipe that I've had to change because, my God, no one can eat like that. What else? I don't know what else I'm making. By the time Thanksgiving happens, when this airs, I will have known. But as of today,
we'll check in.
We wanted to do something. I'm like, oh, I just want to do something different this year. I'm going to do the pie, but like I do different side dishes, and I just want to. Oh, I make the mac and cheese.
Ooh, yes,
it's very important. Yes,
I'm having a vegan Thanksgiving this year.
Oh my god, that's
the people
amazing.
I'm staying with are plant based.
My parents are vegan now, so I
really. Yeah. So are you guys going to have vegan options?
We are, but I kind of went to Whole Foods and then gave my mom, I was like, here's a Whole Foods menu. Because when I was vegan, she didn't change anything. Nothing. So
me
and Farida, yeah, we went to Whole Foods and just bought some our own stuff and had like, you know, our separate little plates of stuff. So maybe, I mean, we all should be eating plant-based anyway. So yeah, we'll definitely have those options.
But I definitely need a cheeseburger every now and then, let's be honest.
That's what I'm saying. It's called balance, guys.
It's called balance.
No, I'm trying to be better about being plant-based. Maybe that's, I don't know if I'm going to be vegan again. It's a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
I don't
want
to commit to anything on here. And then people.
I know. Like, how's the vegan thing going?
Exactly. When you say stuff and, you know, not just on a podcast, but in life. And then people are like, yeah, how's that diet? How's that? That's why I'm like, don't say anything to anyone. Just live your life.
Yeah, just
and
live your life.
There's a question at. But yeah. All right.
Oh my God, girl. Holidays. I can't believe we're at the end of the season.
The season. Lucky number 13. How are you
Lucky
feeling about
13.
Everything?
I'm kind of sad that it's that we're going to be back, but like, you know, we're like going on, it's sort of like going
winter
on,
break.
Yeah. Going on winter break. Like I'm going to miss you. Yeah. And it's been so good for me to have this like consistent consistency.
Yeah.
You know, consistency is queen.
It's queen.
And I've learned so much about myself. Like I was on the drive over here. I was contemplating like where I was at when we first started this and like where I'm at now. And I've definitely learned so much more about myself. So many things that I don't like about myself have come to the surface for me that not even in like a bad way, but just, you know,
still,
things I want to change, like time management and like, you know, procrastination and like, you know, it's good. It's a good self-reflective time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that the Diva with Grace could
I know.
Help you.
How are you feeling?
Times.
How are you?
I'm feeling
Girl,
great.
I feel like you've manifested so many things since we started.
It's so exciting. It's just, like you said, I'm always self-reflective though. That's just been me, like my whole life. But especially with this, I have accountability to you and the audience and I want to almost prove it's not anything to anyone else but myself. I'm like, okay, we come here, we talk about manifesting and this and consistency. I'm like, but you got to actually do this stuff because people are looking to you. Yeah. I'm like, you have to actually do it and apply it because knowledge without application is futile. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you don't do anything with it, there's no point. So.
And I think about things that, you know, that I say and that you say, and I'm like, do I really align with that? Am I being savagely authentic.
Savagely authentic.
I'm constantly questioning myself as to whether or not I'm being savagely authentic because we promote it so much on the show. And
trademark that.
And
man.
Just like, I'm finding places where I really need to work on that. Mm-hmm. Like with my self-care.
Yeah.
You know, self-care is not a trend. We talked about that this season and we keep coming back to it because
it's
true. It's just, you know, self-care is just like an ongoing thing. Yeah. And it really does produce magic in your life. And it's not even that I forget that. I get so bored by the idea of self-care. I'm like, it feels tedious to me sometimes. And like, you know, like what we talked about, like meditating, like, you know, you only meditate for 5 minutes, but you feel it the rest of the day.
Yeah.
If you don't meditate for 5 minutes, you feel it the rest of the day. So, it's just, you know, just trying to keep myself accountable when you're not there. And
someone, who was it? I think it was my mentor, Amberly. I mean, let's talk about reflecting. I'm always plugging Chakra Girl and Amberly Lyons.
We love her.
We love her.
We love you.
You're amazing. But she's just talking about when people like procrastination and things like that, it's just self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come from that place, I'm like, ooh, that makes you think like, why am I not
why
wanting to show up
for
myself? Why am I not, you know? So that's a good, I mean, that's just, that was an interesting way that she put that. I'm like, oh, I never really thought about it. Cause I used to procrastinate a lot. There's still some things I procrastinate about. Like there's, right. I'm not perfect, you know?
She's close to it. Though.
I'm, guys, very I'm close. Not perfect, but I'm pretty on job, but it's just, and then when you face it, like certain things, I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? It's not that bad. Right. It's like, oh, it's not that bad. But one of the episodes that really stuck to me was no is a complete sentence because I'm realizing I'm saying no a lot in like, again, gracious ways. You can listen to the episode for more examples. But I worked a gig the other day and it's my first time working the job and everything's cool and fun. And there's some things I was like, oh, you know, it's my managerial hat. Like, oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. So they asked me email, by the way, I was like, and they didn't, they're just, okay. And I went home. And I was like, am I supposed to leave feedback? And sometimes they ask for feedback, like the jobs that we do. And I'm like, no one asked, so I'm not going to just give, you know, I'm better about it. And if no one's asking me, I'm not going to say anything. But she emailed me. She's like, oh, by the way, what did you think of working the event? I'm like, okay, I could either just, it's my first day. I want to keep working with these people. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was great. And leave it at that. Or I can tell them how I really felt. And so I told them how I really felt, and not in a mean way. Like there's obviously a gracious way to say things. And it wasn't anything crazy. It's just basically, the event we were working is more street style. And I was like, ooh, I'm used to just more, you know, I show up to a place that I'm supposed to be and people are expecting me. Like the fact that I wasn't expected already, I was like, okay. But, you know, I'm like, right. I'm trying to say yes to opportunity. So that's why I said yes.
Yeah.
And it was chill, me and this guy. We talked most of the time and it was an easy gig. But, you know, every so often someone would be like, oh, what are you doing? It just felt, it was uncomfortable in those instances. So I'm glad I was with someone. And also, if it's guerrilla style, they put me in a bright red shirt. I'm 6 feet tall walking around.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, and we were at LAX. So yeah. So I'm like, so already, you know, there's security, there's people like, if you don't belong, people are going to notice, you know, I'm like, yeah. And I have no luggage, you know, and it was like a thing, like, I'm like, but at the end of the day, it was fine. Like it was fine. Like it wasn't anything, but I was like, you know, you maybe not put me in a bright red shirt if I'm not supposed to be there. Cause I stand out.
Yeah.
And maybe do this and maybe do, you know, I'm like, otherwise I'm like, it was a great event, you know, end it with a sandwich of compliments.
Right. Sandwiching.
The guy I worked with was super dope. So I'm like, I met like a new friend. So he's
good.
Amazing. So just, and we talked and he's amazing. So, and the company's great. Like I like them. And they're nice women and it's women run. So I'm always supporting women and everything. But I was just like, I could easily just say, oh, it was fine. And just move on. I'm like, no, but especially if I wanted to help them. I'm like, hey, just so you guys know. And it's not them. It's the client. So right. Just let the client know, hey, maybe not have an event here if people aren't expecting you. Because we've done an event at LAX. And yeah. It's something about knowing that you're belonging somewhere. It makes it easier. And then like you just do your job instead of me like, oh my God, is security going to be like, get out of here. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was the whole thing. But, and I also put in the email, moving forward, I don't want to do a street team event.
Yeah.
Cause I have to set boundaries. I'm like, cause I don't want them to keep sending me out if I don't really want to do it, you know? And
right. They
were just so, it's like, oh my God, thank you so much for your feedback. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You know? So I think just from that episode forward, I've really just been good about boundaries.
Yeah.
Better about boundaries, I should say. And, you know, it's always a work in progress. But I was like, all right. I'm like, I could say nothing, but I'm like, but I have to say something.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. And of course, Jay's episode was.
Yeah, Jay's episode was so great. We definitely let us know if you want us to do more like meditations on air.
Yeah.
Because I've like gone back to that
episode.
Yeah, me too. And have re-listened to it because I'm like,
people
oh my God,
texted
it's so
me.
Good.
They were like, thank you for that.
Yeah. The, everybody, my mom loved that episode.
Yeah, she was amazing. Thank you so much, Jay.
I know.
You're
thank
awesome.
You, Jay.
I mean, all the
thank
guests
you to
are
all
amazing.
Our guests.
Yeah, Jill and Jenny and oh my God, who am I forgetting?
Vanessa,
thank you. I was like, Victoria. It's like, that's not her name. Vanessa, and that's it, right? Like, there weren't any more.
Yeah.
But these women are just, and they're so inspiring to hear their stories and just their journey. And there's so much, what is the word I'm looking for? A lot of the stories, there's a lot of alignment to all the stories because we're all on the same journey, essentially. You know what I mean? So it's nice to hear something like, oh. Yeah, I can relate to that. They're all relatable, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Totally. And like, I was so inspired by Luna and Quartz.
Yeah, Jill's amazing.
Jill, like, really, like, for High Maintenance Hippie. Because I was like, she's doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can do it, too. And
exactly.
That's why I, like, wanted to come out with more necklaces.
Yeah.
And, like, started
thank
getting.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
Miss Grace over here.
I know. I wanted to get more active on Instagram. And, like, oh, my God, it's
You're
so
doing
hard.
So great.
I'm doing my best.
You are. You're doing a really good job.
Instagram's really hard for me, you guys.
It's hard for a lot of people. Yeah. For many reasons. Yeah. That's something else, I guess, that's come up this season too, just social media. Do you feel like you're, I mean, I guess you kind of answered it, handling it any better than when we talked about from episode one?
About, I know, right? Well, I did. You know, I'm just kind of choosing. I have to consciously choose not to be stressed about it, like on a daily.
Girl, amen.
Yeah, I just have
to.
Did
y'all
like,
hear that? Rewind and listen to that part again. Okay.
I have to consciously choose not to be stressed about it.
It's a choice.
Because it is a choice, and it is something I have to choose multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because
yeah.
Because it's, you know, I just don't understand, like, how are we supposed to maintain this? Like, how am I supposed to be present in my daily life and stay present on social media? Like, yeah. I get it. It's social media. I need to be social on it.
Girl, I'm telling you, post and ghost, even with brand stuff, you can, not schedule, but you can save posts. So what I do now is, like, with Diva and Grace, one morning I just got up and just thought of all the posts for the week, everything, the picture, you just save it as a draft.
Yeah.
So then I have to remind myself on that day, oh, post. Right. And there's also those, like, we have to get into that later app or whatever where it schedules it for you. Because then you don't have to.
But then I feel like I need to be present for the post. Like, I feel like I need to. I feel like I'm like, if I'm expecting people to look at my stuff, I feel like I need to go look at other people's stuff and, you know, be like, oh, hey, like, support you and like what you're doing and like, you know, all that
stuff. Well, I mean, it's Instagram's fault anyway because of the algorithms. If I'm not liking your stuff, I only scroll so far now, only just for sheer.
It's really hard. You guys, I manage 3 accounts at any given time.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard. It's like.
Well, we got to streamline.
Streamline?
Yeah. We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out for the new year.
I feel like I'm definitely doing a lot better than I was doing. It's definitely.
Yeah, you don't seem stressed about it at all. Like, you know what I mean? You're not coming off like that at all. But it's still.
And when I do start to get stressed about it, I'm like, ugh, why am I stressing about this? It's so dumb.
Yeah, you just have to talk to yourself.
Yeah.
Which I do, as you guys know.
Because it is helpful. Like, it's Instagram is helpful for, like, feedback on, like, creative things you're doing. And
connecting with people.
Yeah, and connecting.
That's
with
the
people.
Whole point. That's supposed to be the point of social media. We're supposed to be connecting with people, but I feel like we're so disconnected. That's the irony of life. People don't even look you in the eye anymore. It's so bizarre. Sometimes I look just the way we move as humans. I'm like, okay.
I know.
I'm like, does this make you feel good? Like, what's
I know. Does this make anybody feel good? Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Oh my God, I can't believe we were so nervous for the first recording.
And the 7th.
And the 7th and the 13th.
And today,
I know.
But it's just us talking and people seem to like it. So thank you for that.
I know, thank you guys for listening. We have like so many listens. I haven't checked it like in the last few days, but when I checked it on Tuesday, we were getting up to like 800.
Nice. Thanks,
I know.
Guys.
Thank you, guys.
How exciting. I should tell, I met this girl that works at Ritual, by the way. I have such a random life now. But she does the marketing for other, we won't name the podcast, but that we know.
Yeah.
She for rich, you know, like they do. So she's like, what do you know? What is this? So I'm going to have to let her know.
Yes. I'm like, girl, hook us up, do our marketing.
I know that I'm so excited. A goal of mine is not to have ads. There's a podcast I listen to and I love them, but I have to skip because they put so many ads. I don't want to do that to our listeners, but I'd love to be able to give back and like, here's 25% off Ritual. So we're working on these things, guys, for you. We promise.
Yeah, and definitely. And we're gonna do like a Patreon page.
Yeah.
We talked about doing merch. We really want to do merch.
Yeah, what do you want to see?
We have so many
cute
ideas
stuff coming up, guys.
I know. I love a
Get
hoodie.
Excited.
I love a t-shirt. I love a sweatpants situation.
Yeah, I love a tee. I love a crew neck.
Ooh,
I love
a crew neck
sweater. Crew neck tee. I'm just so 90s that it's.
I love it. It will be 90s themed for sure.
We love the 90s.
We do.
Always. I mean, hello, Barbie. We had a Barbie party, for God's sake.
I should do
that was a fun episode.
I should do a Diva with Grace necklace.
Oh my gosh.
We should.
Why have we not thought about that?
I don't know.
You make jewelry. I'm like, what? I was like, what can we do?
I just got a really good idea for one. So maybe we'll talk about that later.
I know.
What do you guys like, silver or gold?
Can we do a rose gold situation?
Ooh, we could do like an all three because a diva with grace needs
a yellow
variety.
Gold. I need variety.
Yeah.
God, my mom used to make me wear yellow gold all the time.
Really? Do you hate yellow gold?
No, I don't. It's just, it's taking me back to my childhood. Oh. Like, I mean, the Africans who are listening, I'm assuming there's some of you listening, just know like there's a certain, especially the aunties or the aunties dress. The earrings match the necklace, match the bracelet.
Oh my,
like,
God,
they,
yes.
My mom, I'm like, you have to pick one. You can't wear like a, she had these earrings. She might still have them. They're shaped like a purse. So big purse earrings with a necklace that's gold with purse and then
that's
the bracelet.
Amazing.
It's just that we call it dressing like an auntie or in our language, which is like a tantine. I'm like, you look like somebody's tantine. I'm like, go take that jewelry. It's a
that.
Look. It's a look. But
oh my God.
Maybe we'll do one inspired by my mom and
yes,
my aunts.
Yes.
Mom. Some purse inspired jewelry coming up for you guys.
Oh, I love that.
Courtesy of DWG. Can you imagine? Stop it. But yeah, what other episodes? I'm trying to think of any other episodes. I mean, they're all amazing to me. I know that sounds
a
little weird because it's us.
It's our, yeah.
But I don't listen to it as it's me listen to my voice and grace. It's just the content I love.
Yeah,
and I
the
just
content.
Want to continue with that.
I know. Do you guys need to let us know like what you want to hear more of.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and we have to be better too. I'm going to call us out on this thing.
Okay.
Accountability. Remind you guys that you can follow us at Diva with Grace Podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
You can email
us
at divawithgracepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just so
email
into the
us.
Episodes that I'm like forgetting that, oh, right, we're
DM
promoting
us.
This. Yeah.
Do get involved.
Get involved.
This
yeah.
is for you. We're doing this for you. Well, we're doing it for ourselves.
Pretty
too,
much.
But, you know.
But we're glad that you guys are here too.
Yeah. When we take care of ourselves, we take care of you.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. So episode one, we talked about self-care. We talked about, I'm trying to think in the beginning if there's any full circle moments or anything to close the loop of the season, but I feel really good about the season, and
I
can't
too.
Wait to get
I'm
more
excited.
Guests.
Yeah, I'm excited about next season.
Yeah, maybe some boys in here.
Yeah, we're excited to get some divos with Grace.
Oh my gosh,
we are planning like a panel for you guys mm-hmm. of like men who are allies, who yeah. we feel like are allies, and sort of how they handle being an ally.
Yeah.
It's a very noble thing.
Isn't it just being human?
I know. Well, treating other people as it's like they're human.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, well, we need allies. I'm like, it's just, why guys? Can we answer that in the next season? I want to know the why.
Yeah.
Or maybe
why
I do know the why.
Allies?
Yeah. I mean, I know we need them, but it's just like going deeper than that. It's
right.
just... You're
like,
you're my friend.
Here?
Yeah, it's weird to me, I guess. I'm always just trying to reconcile that with, especially all the amazing people we get to meet here and just in life. So when I hear about this tragedy or this or that, I'm like, but why, you guys?
I know,
be
because
nice.
Because we have to have the dark and the light.
I
we
know.
Have to have the
That's
dark
something
to
else
appreciate
we talked about.
The light.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We talked about that. How are you feeling about that? About
the dark and light?
The darkness.
I think I mentioned it in the previous episode that
yes.
I'm listening to Abraham Hicks, and I've just been really leaning into just the positive and the good. And even if it seems kind of, you know, you're in a situation and it's like, this is not a good situation, but I'm like, but how do we make it a good situation? Like
right.
always, it's always about feeling and vibrations. And that's something I feel like I've been better about since we started the podcast. Like if
yeah.
it doesn't feel right, I don't want to be a part of it. I'm like, no, I'm going to lean more toward a higher vibe. And high vibes doesn't have to be, you know, test driving a Porsche or going to an open house, which these are all things I love to do. But it's also just in a situation that's in a day-to-day thing, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I can choose to be upset about this or I can choose to kind of move on. So I'm being better about kind of like Jay was saying, like in the three snaps or
oh, yeah.
that's probably the biggest
clicking
aha moment of yeah,
times.
The season. I was like, what? But I'm like, I get it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm applying that and it's been really interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm more fun stuff are coming up. I'm like, I just want to have fun and life is supposed to be fun and we just make it way too hard.
I know.
I guess that's like my main thing. I'm like, everyone's connected and life should be fun.
Yeah.
Bye guys. No. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Sounds
Until
so
next
easy.
Season.
Until next season.
No, we're still here with you guys.
Gosh, what else is there? There's just so much that's happened.
I feel like I'm really trying to like dig deep, like what is the big, like what are like the really big lessons I learned? Cause I'm like, I like worked on my procrastination,
right?
My self care and like whatever. But I feel like it's been so much deeper than that. Like just even like I've been talking about wanting to do a podcast for like years.
Yeah.
And we're finally doing it. And it really just takes like just doing it.
Just doing it. That's all it is in life. You just show up. You want to do something, then just do it.
I've definitely taken a lot more action since we started this podcast.
Yeah. And I learned it doesn't have to be perfect.
Right. It just has to get done. It just has to get done. Exactly. Hashtag
brilliant. That was brilliant.
It's funny. That was kind of like a Mercury moment for me with that posting that quote, because that quote came from me not being able to find the episode that, because usually, you know, we do like a quote from the episode that we're releasing the next day.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find the episode. So I was like waiting for Diva to send it to me, but she was out, you know, doing life. And it was like, and it was not her responsibility. So she was like, just post something. And I was like, okay. And I was like,
and it's probably the most brilliant, popular. People were reposting that.
Oh my God, really? Did you notice
that? Yeah.
It's so true, though.
Well, some of my friends, I guess, aren't your friends on social media, right. But a bunch of my friends reposted it.
Oh my God, I love that. I'm so glad.
I wish they tagged us in it so we could have, you know.
It was a great theme for the week because Mercury really kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Like, it was just such a weird, like, miscommunication and, you know, like, all, like, technological things were being weird and I was like, okay, it just has to be done. Like, just do it. And that is so liberating.
Yeah.
Like, just to get something done and it doesn't have to be perfect.
Especially as artists. Yeah, we're artists, you know. So for us, I mean, this is a form of art. I'm going to say it's a form of art for me. It's me expressing myself. So you always want to put your best foot forward. Yeah. I know sometimes I listen to episodes, I'm like, oh, can we take that out? I mean, it hasn't been a lot. Maybe it was one episode I was like, oh,
even
but
those
it's fine.
Moments have been really helpful for me of like, how do I come off to other people? Yeah. That's been really.
How do you feel like you come off?
Well, at the very beginning, like the first episode, I said some things that people. I said some things. I'm not going to apologize for them.
You better not, girl.
I stand by them.
You better not.
I'm going to thank you for your patience with me. No, but I said some things that like I continue to think back on, like, do I really believe that? And like, I know it kind of like it hurt some people that I care about who are in my life, but like, it was just my opinion.
Yeah,
it was just my savagely authentic opinion.
And truthfully, you know, cause I know the people and all that, that's more about you.
Yeah.
And that's not me trying to be like, get over it, but it's like.
No, if you're upset or triggered by something then
you
look
at that.
About
it. Yeah.
Look at why
you're
secure,
upset and triggered. You don't care. If I walked up to Grace and said, you're a baboon, it's like.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Grace is like, I'm not a baboon, so like, bye. You know what I mean?
I might take it personally because I care what Diva thinks. But.
No. But I'm not trying to oversimplify and play down people's feelings and things. There's things I get triggered by as well, but it's just like, but if you don't believe it to be true,
right?
Then what does it matter if someone else? But again, it's someone, you know, they value your opinion and things like that. But you shouldn't. Like, I mean, that's a whole nother thing, I guess. Getting validation from someone else.
And I had to sort of, and I got feedback on it from one specific person, and they were like, you know, like everything they were saying was valid, and I understood their point of view, and I said that to them, and then I said, but this is my experience, and that's what I was speaking on. I was speaking on my experience.
You're not saying it's for everyone. This is like a Grace-specific...
Yeah, no, and never did I ever say this is the be-all and end-all.
No.
Like, everything that comes out of my mouth is just coming out of my mouth.
And then
in
that
brain.
Specific instance, if you did find someone who changed your mind, then you would have a different opinion. Like, that's how life works. It's like, you say something, then you meet someone. Exactly. Like, we've had Jay on. We've had, you know.
Yeah, we've had so many people.
Basically, the comment was just something like, our people should say.
I said, do you guys remember when I said, I don't trust a life coach who isn't, like, over the age of 95?
Yeah.
I mean, to a certain extent, I still believe that. But there are, you know, people come off differently. Like, there are life coaches who really just want to, like, help people. There are life coaches who say it's my way or no way. There are, you know, like, there life coaches are just people.
Yeah.
I mean, and they all have their own way of.
Yeah. And that's her opinion
business.
That she has the right to. And for me, it's more of an experience that, like, well, if you haven't really experienced something, I don't know why I would be listening to you. And I think that's pretty much what you were kind of leaning towards. You said 95, but maybe, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you.
My experience with life coaches personally is that I have found a lot of them to be bullshit. And like, that's just my experience.
But guess what? A lot of them are bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's the truth. So then
but
when she writes someone.
That's why you have to vet. That's why it's really important for you to go with your gut. Because also, you know, somebody who's bullshit to you might not be bullshit to somebody else.
Exactly.
Everybody can help somebody. And even if they can't help me and I think they're bullshit, that doesn't mean they won't be able to help so many other people.
Exactly. That's why I love Jay. I mean, I don't consider these people my life coaches. I don't really have a life coach,
well,
but I have
mentors.
Like, but
mentors, yeah, and they're like, life coaches.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about like people who are like, this is what you should do with your life. And like, especially when like they are not living that.
Exactly. Then it's like,
it's
then
really,
I don't want to hear
like,
it.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
Why are you?
I got you, girl. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
Thank
back.
You.
Listen to episode one.
Listen to episode
one. We talked
one.
About it.
I know.
More,
after you're done like listening rehashing. To this, just re-listen to the whole season.
Yeah.
It'll comfort you.
For
while
me,
we're
sometimes
gone.
I'm like, oh my God, I laugh so much. I giggle so much. I'm like, I should probably stop doing that.
Oh my
and
God,
then
no.
I'm like, no.
You should.
Why not? I'm like, I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
And this is how I'm expressing myself.
I know.
Okay?
We have fun in here.
We have fun. So why not be fun?
Is there anything you've said that you're kind of like,
what was, there was one episode, I don't remember. Sometimes I know I don't overshare, but in my head it feels like I'm like, oh, should I have said that? Was that too much like TMI? When really it was like, I'm the most square person. It's like,
you're
oh,
really good at not oversharing.
I always just live from, I probably get it from my family. It's just no one's business, you know?
Right.
And then to me too, just being, I don't want to say just because I'm a woman. I'm sure there's some men who've probably experienced this, but maybe you'll get it like, as a girl too. When you're younger, you would say things to a friend, and then like by the end of lunch, half the class
Everybody
knew.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah, and I had that sense of young betrayal.
Right.
That I'm always like, oh, you can't just tell everyone anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People try to use things against you sometimes.
Totally.
It's weird. So I'm always like, I'm just gonna, you know, when you're talking about being, you know, vegan or whatever, I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna do things and people are either gonna notice it or they're not. I like to lead by example and kind of keep my mouth shut. But I do have to talk about something here, so I try to share, but like, I'm like, oh, was that too much?
Oh my God, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
That's like, that reminds me of when, this is kind of a weird side note, but, and I did talk about it.
Our infamous segues.
In the last episode about how he was in AA for 4 years. Mm. And I was like, I'm an alcoholic. I like really wore it as like a badge of honor. Okay. I was like, I'm a sober alcoholic. I do the 12 steps. I have sponsees. I have this and this. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of like a cult I was a part of. Not saying that AA is a cult, but I made it a cult.
Right.
And like, I made it that experience for myself. And then when I started drinking again, people were like, trust me, you know, because I was like, I was so I don't know if it's that they didn't trust me, but I think they were just very thrown off and confused because I was so adamant about being, you know, being this and like, you know, whatever. But that was also just me trying to find myself and like trying, you know, what I realized was that like 4 year stint that I did was really just me craving community and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Like I needed a solid community that was also a spiritual community.
Yeah.
And that's what I got from that. And then I moved on and I found it in other things and I no longer felt the need to like, you know, fill my God-shaped hole with alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
You know, it just became more of like a social thing.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like it's hard. But ever since that, it's been easier for me to just say things.
Yeah.
And not really care what people think because I'm like, well, I'm going to change my opinion in probably like a year anyway. Like
exactly.
it'll be
and
different.
You have that right. That's what,
know?
But that's what life is.
But people
too.
Need to know that.
Yeah.
People need to know that you're allowed to change who you are and change your opinion and change the way you're living your life. Mm. Like we're constantly doing it. We cannot be the same just to make everybody else comfortable.
Yeah.
Like we have to grow and
the
progress.
Core of you, of course, is like
it's always
your
the
essence
same.
Is the same, but your experiences are going to shape
right.
how you move in life.
And I've always been one of those people that, like, I want, that's part of why I love being an actor. I want to experience all of the things.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to, it's, I don't know if I'll get to be a human in the next life. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if there is a next life.
Right.
I know nothing. So I'm going to try to
just enjoy this
do
life.
Everything yeah. I can in this life, that if I have any, you know, any sort of desire to do something different, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And just see how I like it.
Yeah. And no judgments, guys.
Yeah.
Like, just let her, like, her,
let,
us
I know.
Do our
let
thing.
Let us live.
Let me live. And I'm like the opposite in the sense only. I'm like, I wish I were cool and was an AK.
Oh my God. Isn't that funny?
I wish I was like,
I honestly, I think
I do
that
nothing.
I was an AA because I thought it was so much cooler than being codependent, which is what I really was. I really had just like boy problems. And I was like going to AA to try to like find an alcoholic.
Yeah,
to
well,
be
mine
in
just came from control.
With.
I don't like being not in control, especially of my body. So I never like drugs. Like I'm just not, I just, no. But I like alcohol because I just feel like it's just. I don't
it's
know.
It's chill. I mean, it's legal.
Yeah, I think
you know.
It's just more socially accepted.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
it's fun to rage and just.
I know,
get
and
a little,
it really does the same thing. It just gets you out of your head and into your body, or out of your body, and whatever you
want.
Yeah,
whichever. Yeah,
pick your poison.
And now I'm like into my herbs and my teas. I'm like, is that? But then that's the thing too.
It's
I'm like
is that
my?
Thing.
Yeah, is that my quote unquote drug? I'm really into my. I carry teas with me all the time and my crystals.
I mean,
and
at the end of the day, everybody's addicted to something at any given point. Like, I'm addicted to having my...
I'm addicted to money.
My Starbucks every day. Yeah.
My Earl Grey latte every night.
Yeah. But I think we need to... keep promoting high maintenance hippie. But that's also part of it, is, like, we all have, like, a dark side.
Mm-hmm.
We need to embrace in order... So that it doesn't rear its ugly head.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I have to stay really busy because then otherwise my like other Gemini twin will like get up to some mischief. Yeah. She's like, oh, let's go. Well, let's go do this. Let's go spend all this money. Let's go.
Yeah. I realized in the last few years when my dark side comes up, I just.
Oh my God. Do you miss the dark side?
My dark side. I just. I talk to myself. I think we've talked about this. And I'm like, but what is this serving? You know, I feel like there's an end goal, so to speak, of my life. Like, I'd like to end my life knowing that I at least accomplished this. It's not even like certain things, but just the feeling like I was this kind of person and people remember me this way. So I'm like, so if that's the goal, like everything else is kind of noise. So I'm like, just to live in the, you know, that space, it just doesn't serve me. So I guess I'm just in a place of just like, I just, you know, like I could say something to, cause trust me, I had an incident the other day. Someone was trying to mansplain, sir. And he was just incorrect. And I was like, I could go back and forth with this guy, but I'm like, but what does that do for me?
Right.
Now I'm just stuck like talking to this person. So I was like, thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm always, I just always go like I catch myself. I've never actually had to rip into someone. That's like, maybe that's why I love acting too. When I get to those kinds of scenes, I'm
totally.
Let me tell you about yourself. But theoretically, I would love to rip into some people because I'm like, let me tell you about yourself. But I just don't because I'm like, they know. I always say karma. I'm like, look at you. Karma already got you.
Yeah.
That's usually me. I'm like, karma's already caught up to this person. So don't bother.
Oh my God.
But that's my, I mean, we can talk off camera, actor. talk afterwards about the real dark side, but it's nothing too exciting. It's just mostly I could probably destroy a lot of people with my words, and I just choose not to.
I'm sure
that's my dark side, and I'm better about not cutting people. I could cut someone out easily, but I haven't had to, which is exciting. I'm like, I'm just gonna. I didn't speak to my brother one time. We lived in the same
that's
house.
Your Gemini
and
rising,
about him, right? It probably is.
Yeah.
I didn't speak to him for 2 months because of a photo. He didn't want to take my photo. I was going out one night back in the day, and he was being annoying about it. And he made some nasty comments. I was like, fine, and didn't speak to him for 2 months. Like I'm. That's me. But I'm also super loyal.
Right.
So you just have to take me to. So I was like, okay, you've taken me to. It's like, bye. Which I don't know if that's a dark side or that's just, I don't know, shady. But it's not dark. It's a little shady, maybe. But we all have like super dark stuff.
Shadowy.
It's just my shadow.
Yeah. Everyone has a shadow.
Oh my God. I was just thinking of the Ashley Simpson song. I'm not going to sing it though.
Oh my
Do you remember
God,
that song,
that,
Shadow?
Oh, yes.
One
oh my God, I wonder if she was doing shadow work when she wrote that.
What if she was?
That was from a therapy.
That
situation.
Album was just, let's just, can we take a moment for Ashley Simpson?
I know.
One of the greatest
that
albums
was back
of
in the
all
day
time.
When I used to be super obsessed with albums and I would like listen to a whole it over thing. And over and over and over again in my bathroom.
Do you do
doing
that
my
anymore?
Makeup. I don't do it anymore.
I don't.
But also the platform, like the platform to listen to music doesn't really allow you to do that. It really just like plays hits or it like plays what you want it to play. It's not.
It's probably
you know.
Beyonce. Let's get back to.
Oh, yeah. I did. That was probably the last album I listened
it's
to.
It's usually like you listen like because everyone wants that caption for Instagram. Yeah. Like, you know, everyone wants that new Drake. I haven't listened to a new album in a minute either. Like so many albums drop, I'm like, oh, I'll get to it, and I just no, but I miss those days. Yeah, listening to an album. Ashley Simpson, we used to play my friend's RAV4.
Oh my God, the RAV4.
We used to drive around in college in her RAV4 and listen
good.
To Ashley Simpson.
I miss Ashley. Like
me too.
Like pre SNL.
Oh, we saw that live. Did you watch that live? We were so excited. We're like, Ashley Simpson's got an SNL, and my friend was outside smoking, and we were watching it, and my friend's like, did she just do a jig? Like, she was outside watching, and she came back in the apartment. She's like, did she just jig? For those young kids, Ashley Simpson is a recording artist,
right.
And she was on SNL.
She's a recording artist.
You know, you're supposed to be singing live, quote unquote, and her track that she was lip syncing to, there's some technical difficulties. So she did a jig.
Yeah.
And it went to commercial.
Yeah.
You guys.
People were really hating on her for that, but I remember thinking I may have done the same thing.
And I feel like so many people sing to their tribe. It's so dumb to like.
I mean, what else was she
going to
do? Just stand there?
Yeah.
Like, she had no control over the track situation.
I mean, even Mariah Carey, that happened to her, and she has a great voice.
Yeah.
That New Year's, or was it Christmas? What was it? No, it was Christmas.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago or something, but she couldn't hear the feedback. Like it's technical things happen. Like, what do you want people to
do?
I know.
Maybe Mercury was in retrograde.
Can we look? And like, I'm not even kidding.
Are you going to look right now?
If you can. Oh, I've missed this game. How long is it going to take you to look for?
Okay.
You have to say, I guess maybe we'll put it in the show notes because we have to figure out the date that she went live and did the episode.
I wonder if Google's smart enough for me to be like, was Mercury
in
retrograde
when Ashley Simpson? No, that was a really important album. But yeah, but that shows you like, that was a very vulnerable moment, you know? And I think she handled it the best that she could in the moment. She was young too. Was she like 19? You know, what would I have done at 19? The world's watching.
I know. I mean,
and you mess
know,
up. We judge each other too much. That's what I'm saying. Like, people should be allowed to make mistakes. I think she's bounced back pretty well.
Oh my God.
You found it?
Saturday Night Decade. Oh my God. Literally the first thing you see is the fall of the House of Simpson.
Oh no.
Ashley Simpson's lip sync debacle on Saturday Night Live a decade ago was the beginning of the end for the singer.
No, that's not nice. Oh my God, was it?
What happened to Ashley Simpson on SNL? What was Ashley Simpson on SNL? No, I want to know about Mercury.
Mercury did a retrograde. Oh, Ashley.
I don't know. This might take a while.
It will take a while. We'll figure it out and we'll let you know with the new year.
I know.
That'll be the first episode back.
So,
yeah.
We know you've been waiting for this answer.
But that, I think that's a good example that we were talking about being messy and vulnerable. I'm like, that's a great example of just a messy ass situation.
Right. And she just embraced it.
She jigged her way out of it.
I know. I really wish she didn't. You know what upset me about that? I wish she would have had the same confidence she had when she was doing that jig after the fact.
Oh, because she was looking like her what was the excuse they used? Something about they were saying it was a matter, she couldn't sing live for a reason. I can't remember what that was, but she's, I mean, maybe
it was like
true,
something with
know.
Her throat, but like regardless of what it was, I wish she had just been like, it happens.
Yeah, but I think she was young, you know?
She was young. Totally.
I'm sure now she would handle it totally different. Mariah Carey just, if you don't know, Google it or YouTube it. She just sashayed around this. I mean, she sashays anyway, but she was just like, okay. Oh my God. Okay, let's talk about the holidays.
Oh.
Patti LaBelle, Grace, don't tell me you don't know about this infamous performance. I was unaware of it until like 3 years ago. This happened in the 90s, like the Clinton administration. And the reason I'm saying that is because she sang at the White House. It was some Christmas tree lighting thing at the White House with the Clintons. And so what happens is she starts singing.
Okay.
This Christmas, something, like a whole thing. And she has no backup singers. And she's like, so halfway through, she's like, what are my background singers?
Oh my
this
God.
This Christmas. She starts talking. And the guy that's holding up, she's like, I don't know the song. Like the guy holding up the cue cards for her is like delayed. So it's just amazing.
Oh,
but
my
she handles
God.
It so graciously. She's like, honey, flip it. I don't know. This Christmas. She just will not. And then finally the singers came out. She's like, oh, thank God. She made it a whole performance. It's you have to. We will put the link in the show notes.
Yeah, we have to watch that.
It's now my new favorite Christmas tradition. Oh, I have to send God. It, especially to one of my girlfriends.
Maybe she needs to be our WCW.
She,
for
this yeah,
company.
She patty well. You it's the most, it's hilarious, but she's, that's like a true, but also she's, older than Ashley Simpson, you know,
right.
I'm like, that's the difference between being 19 and being,
yeah,
maybe she was in her 40s, 50s at that
so
time,
true.
And handling it like, okay, this is happening, but yeah. Go with the flow. It's yeah. Brilliant. It's a great performance.
Yeah,
Patti LaBelle, you just
oh, Patti.
See, now
such
I feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit because of that. Patti's put me in. Fine, guys, I'm gonna put my Christmas tree up tonight. Just kidding.
Oh my God,
you guys are still monsters. But I'm excited for the holidays.
I know, me too. I'm excited for the holidays.
Is there anything you want to manifest? I am 2020. Do you want to manifest any one more big thing before?
Honestly, I would love to manifest one more big thing.
Yeah.
I'd love to manifest an acting job.
Ooh, same.
I'm
still.
Love,
by the way, I'm in. I learned a new term. I'm still in a veil jail.
Oh my God, a veil jail. That's hilarious.
I'm still on hold for that project, guys.
Okay, good. Okay.
At least veil jail.
We're still on a veil, even if we're in jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would like to manifest an acting job, and I also would like to manifest some high maintenance hippie orders.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just want to get the brand out there.
Yeah.
I want to heal people with my art.
That's beautiful. I love that. Yeah. Me too. Ditto.
Yeah. Are there anything you want to manifest?
Definitely, if not this job, something bigger and better.
Yes.
And I really, really want to have a ski trip. But I realized with my schedule, that probably won't be till February, but...
That's okay. Yeah.
That's okay. Just, that's yeah, just a fun holiday season and...
Yes.
We'll see what happens. We'll be back and we'll let you know.
In January.
Well, thank you guys. But honestly, thank you for listening and being so supportive. Until the
We've
new
had
year.
So much fun and we yeah. can't wait to come back. Even more exciting things
yeah.
for you.
Yeah. This Christmas.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's going to be stuck on my head. All right, guys. Until the new year.
Bye. We love you.